Welcome to the podcast series The New Student Pharmacist, where we discuss chemistry and pharmacy, as well as leaders in pharmacy careers, community, and chemistry and pharmacy research. We encourage you to support the work we are doing and follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts by subscribing for free. Note, the views on the podcast represent those of my guest and I.
Purpose of these episodes not at all for advice or medical suggestions. These are aimed to provide support to peer pharmacists in training in educational and intellectually stimulating ways. Again, these are not at all for medical advice or medical suggestions. Please see your local board and state-certified health professional. The views of this podcast represent those of my guests and I.
In the heart of the cell where secrets dwell, lies the nucleus, a masterful genesis, chromatin networks dancing in twists and swirls, holding the codes, the stories untold. Oh, nucleus, in your chromosomal embrace, regulating life with elegance and grace, gene expression, in your controlled procession, you weave the fabric of our very essence. With histones and nucleosomes, a tightly wound script, epigenetic mysteries in a chromatic crypt, transcription factors binding with a rhythmic swing, promoters and enhancers make the cellular world sing. Oh, nucleus, a dynamic domain so crucial, in cancer's shadow your balance becomes crucial. Gene silencing and activation in a delicate dance, in the story of life you lead the advance. Splicing and dicing RNA information, mRNA travels with vital information. From the depths of the nucleus to the cytoplasmic seas, a journey of codes unlocking life's mysteries. In the nucleus where genetic fates intertwine, mutations whisper, the onset of a malignant sign. Oncogenes and suppressors in a delicate play, when the balance tips, the cellular order sways. Oh, nucleus, in your realm so profound, life and death in your cycles are bound. In the dance of genes, under the bossa nova sky, you hold the key where the answers lie. In the swing of life, in the rhythm of existence, the nucleus endures with resilient persistence. In the bossa nova beat, hear the cellular song, in the heart of the cell where the truths belong.
Pharmacotherapeutics episode. Thanks for listening. Note, the views of this podcast represent those of my guest, S, and I. Note, purpose of these episodes not at all for advice or medical suggestions. These are aimed to provide support for peer pharmacists in training in educational and intellectually stimulating ways. Again, these are not at all for medical advice or for medical suggestions. Please see your local state and board certified physician, PA or NP, and pharmacist for medical advice and suggestions. Remember, eye drugs with mortality benefit 1. ACE inhibitors, lisinopril, enalapril metaphor, like gentle gardeners pruning the overgrown hedges of hypertension, ACE inhibitors sculpt the blood pressure landscape. Alliteration, ACE inhibitors are akin to serene sculptors, chiseling away at the hypertensive haze. Mnemonic, ACE inhibitors, the silent saviors against hypertension's grip. 2. Angiotensin receptor blockers, losartan, valsartan simile, ARBs are like sentinels guarding the angiotensin fortress, preventing its vasoconstrictive onslaught. Alliteration, ARBs, the vigilant vanguards, vanquish vascular vices. Mnemonic, ARBs, the shield against angiotensin's wrath. 3. Beta blockers, carvedilol, metoprolol metaphor, beta blockers are like gentle brakes, slowing the heart's racing rhythm, calming the storm within. Alliteration, beta blockers, the heart's hushed heroes, halting hurried beats. Mnemonic, beta blockers, the pacemakers of tranquility. Four mineralocorticoid receptor antagonists, spironolactone, eplerenone simile, Mr. Antagonists are like knights protecting the heart's castle from aldosterone's siege. Alliteration, Mr. Antagonists, the stalwart sentinels, safeguarding against aldosterone's assault. Mnemonic, Mr. Antagonists, the defenders against aldosterone's aggression. 5. Ani, sacubitril forward slash valsartan, intrasto metaphor, Ani is a harmonious duet, blending the melodic inhibition of neprilysin with the protective shield of angiotensin blockade. Alliteration, Ani, the symphony of suppression, silencing heart failure's crescendo. Mnemonic, Ani, the fusion of protection, fortifying against heart failure's onslaught. 6. Hydrolazin and isosorbide dinitrate combination, Bidil simile, Bidil is like a dynamic duo, dancing together to dilate vessels and alleviate the burden on the heart. Alliteration, Bidil, the dynamic duo, dilating vessels and diminishing distress. Mnemonic, Bidil, the tandem of tranquility, easing cardiac strife. 7. SGLT2 inhibitors, empagliflozin, dapagliflozin metaphor, SGLT2 inhibitors are like metabolic magicians, whisking away excess glucose and unlocking the gates of glycosuric relief. Alliteration, SGLT2 inhibitors, the glucose guardians, guiding glucose to renal release. Mnemonic, SGLT2 inhibitors, the sugar slayers, saving the heart from sweet stress. 2. Other drugs. 1. Diuretics, loop, thiazide simile, diuretics are like gentle brooms sweeping away excess fluid, restoring the body's fluid balance. Alliteration, diuretics, the fluid flushes, fostering fluid balance. Mnemonic, diuretics, the fluid regulators, rebalancing the body's tide. 2. Digoxin, metaphor, digoxin is like a conductor orchestrating the heart's rhythm, ensuring each beat is precise and harmonious. Alliteration, digoxin, the rhythm regulator, refining cardiac resonance. Mnemonic, digoxin, the conductor of cardiac cadence. 3. Ivabradine, simile, ivabradine is like a gentle breeze slowing the heart's tempo, allowing it to dance gracefully to life's rhythm. Alliteration, ivabradine, the heart's hushed harbinger, halting hurried heartbeats. Mnemonic, ivabradine, the serene heart's serenade. Again. Eye drugs with mortality benefit. 1. ACE inhibitors, lisinopril, enalapril, prinivil, vasotic metaphor, like gentle gardeners pruning the overgrown hedges of hypertension, prinivil and vasotic sculpt the blood pressure landscape. Alliteration, ACE inhibitors are akin to serene sculptors, chiseling away at the hypertensive haze with prinivil and vasotic. Mnemonic, ACE inhibitors, the silent saviors against hypertension's grip with prinivil and vasotic. 2. Angiotensin receptor blockers, losartan, COSAR, valsartan, diovan simile, ARBs are like sentinels guarding the angiotensin fortress, preventing its vasoconstrictive onslaught with COSAR and diovan. Alliteration, ARBs, the vigilant vanguards, vanquish vascular vices with COSAR and diovan. Mnemonic, ARBs, the shield against angiotensin's wrath with COSAR and diovan. 3. Beta blockers, carvedilol, coreg, metoprolol, lapraza metaphor, beta blockers are like gentle brakes slowing the heart's racing rhythm, calming the storm within with coreg and lapraza. Alliteration, beta blockers, the heart's hushed heroes, halting hurried beats with coreg and lapraza. Mnemonic, beta blockers, the pacemakers of tranquility with Coreg and Lapressa. Four mineralocorticoid receptor antagonists, spironolactone, aldactone, eplerenone, insprosimile, Mr. antagonists are like knights protecting the heart's castle from aldosterone siege with aldactone and inspra. Alliteration, Mr. antagonists, the stalwart sentinels, safeguarding against aldosterone's assault with aldactone and inspra. Mnemonic, Mr. antagonists, the defenders against aldosterone's aggression with aldactone and inspra. 5. Arni, sarcubitril forward slash valsartan, intrasto metaphor, Arni is a harmonious duet, blending the melodic inhibition of neprilysin with the protective shield of angiotensin blockade with intrasto. Alliteration, Arni, the symphony of suppression, silencing heart failure's crescendo with intrasto. Mnemonic, Arni, the fusion of protection, fortifying against heart failure's onslaught with intrasto. 6. Hydrolazin and isosorbide dinitrate combination, Bidil simile, Bidil is like a dynamic duo, dancing together to dilate vessels and alleviate the burden on the heart. Alliteration, Bidil, the dynamic duo, dilating vessels and diminishing distress. Mnemonic, Bidil, the tandem of tranquility, easing cardiac strife. 7. SGLT2 inhibitors, empagliflozin, Chardiance, dapagliflozin, Farxiga metaphor, SGLT2 inhibitors are like metabolic magicians, whisking away excess glucose and unlocking the gates of glycosuric relief with Chardiance and Farxiga. Alliteration, SGLT2 inhibitors, the glucose guardians, guiding glucose to renal release with Chardiance and Farxiga. Mnemonic, SGLT2 inhibitors, the sugar slayers, saving the heart from sweet stress with Chardiance and Farxiga. 2. Other drugs. 1. Diuretics, loop, thiazide simile, diuretics are like gentle brooms sweeping away excess fluid, restoring the body's fluid balance. Alliteration, diuretics, the fluid flushes, fostering fluid balance. Mnemonic, diuretics, the fluid regulators, rebalancing the body's tide. 2. Digoxin, metaphor, digoxin is like a conductor orchestrating the heart's rhythm, ensuring each beat is precise and harmonious. Alliteration, digoxin, the rhythm regulator, refining cardiac resonance. Mnemonic, digoxin, the conductor of cardiac cadence. 3. Ivabradine, simile, ivabradine is like a gentle breeze slowing the heart's tempo, allowing it to dance gracefully to life's rhythm. Alliteration, ivabradine, the heart's hushed harbinger, halting hurried heartbeats. Mnemonic, ivabradine, the serene heart's serenade. Let's begin with a lecture then a short story, ladies and gentlemen. Today we embark on an enlightening journey through the intricate world of cardiovascular pharmacology, delving into the complexities of QT prolongation risk assessment, arrhythmia drug interactions, antiarrhythmic drugs overview, and the initiation of ezetimibe. So, let us immerse ourselves in this wealth of knowledge and navigate through these pharmaceutical intricacies together. QT prolongation risk assessment. Let's start our voyage with a glance at medications that tip the delicate balance of QT intervals, potentially leading to arrhythmias. Now, can you tell me which tricyclic antidepressant is associated with QT prolongation? Yes, you're absolutely correct. It's amitriptyline. But what about our next agent, known for its potential torsades de points risk? Any guesses? That's right, it's dufetilide. Now, let's shift our focus to medications that don't significantly mess with our QT intervals. Which one falls into this category? Yes, lisinopril. And what about aspirin and metoprolol succinate? You're right, they're safe from significant QT prolongation. But wait, Let's not forget the adverse effects of certain drugs like levofloxacin, causing polymorphic ventricular tachycardia. What procedure do we resort to for unstable patients with polymorphic VT? Can anyone remind us? That's correct, it's direct current cardioversion. Now, envision a scenario where we encounter ventricular fibrillation or pulseless VT. What treatment would be our beacon of hope in such dire circumstances? Correct, it's epinephrine. And what anticoagulant do we administer prior to direct current cardioversion? Yes, it's enoxaparin and unfractionated heparin, UFH. Arrhythmia drug interactions. Let's delve deeper into the realm of arrhythmia drug interactions. Think about the antiarrhythmic used specifically for monomorphic VT. Yes, it's amiodarone. And what condition in a 65-year-old woman necessitates amiodarone therapy? Absolutely, it's atrial fibrillation. But administering amiodarone isn't a walk in the park. It requires vigilant monitoring of various functions. Can anyone name one of these critical monitoring parameters? Yes, thyroid function. And what about hepatic function, pulmonary function, and heart rate /EKG? Exactly, they're all crucial. Now, let's shift our focus to another antiarrhythmic drug, procainamide. What unique syndrome can it trigger? That's right, it's reversible lupus erythematosus-like syndrome. Antiarrhythmic drugs overview. Transitioning now to a comprehensive overview of antiarrhythmic drugs, let's discuss their classifications and mechanisms. Who can tell me which class of antiarrhythmics predominantly acts on sodium channels? Yes, it's class I. And within class I, which subclass includes drugs like procainamide, lidocaine, and flurcainide? You're absolutely right, it's subclass IA, IB, and IC. Now, let's move on to class 3 antiarrhythmics. Can anyone name one of these drugs? Yes, amiodarone, duftilide, and sotalol. And what's the primary action of class 4 antiarrhythmics? Precisely, they target calcium channels, exemplified by verapamil and diltiazem. Cardiovascular pharmacology questions. Now, let's put our knowledge to the test with some questions. What's the primary function of ezetimibe? Correct, it inhibits cholesterol absorption in the intestine. And what about gemfibrozil? It increases triglycerides and VLDL in familial combined hyperlipidemia. Ezetimibe initiation. Lastly, let's explore the initiation of ezetimibe. What's the recommended starting dose for ezetimibe? Yes, it's 10 mg daily dosing. As we conclude our journey today, let's remember that understanding these intricate details of cardiovascular pharmacology empowers us to navigate through the complexities of patient care with precision and efficacy. Keep exploring, keep learning, and let the light of knowledge guide your path in this captivating realm of medicine. Thank you for joining me on this enlightening expedition. The story in the bustling metropolis of Metro City, where skyscrapers pierce the clouds and the heartbeat of the city never falters, there exists a silent guardian, a hero among heroes known as QT Prolongation Risk Assessment, or simply QT for short. Born from the collision of scientific inquiry and a noble heart, QT prowls the streets, his mission clear: to safeguard the citizens from the silent menace of cardiac arrhythmias and to ensure that the rhythm of life beats strong. Cloaked in a suit that blends the hues of a hospital's sterile walls, QT moves with purpose through the city's maze of alleyways and avenues. His every step echoes the diligence of 1,000 cardiologists, each footfall a testament to his unwavering commitment to his cause. Amitriptyline, duftilide, lisinopril, these are not just names to him, they are warnings, signals of potential danger lurking in the shadows. With a keen eye and a sharp mind, QT navigates the complexities of pharmacology, understanding the delicate balance between healing and harm. But it is not just the medications that QT watches over, it is the people, the beating hearts of Metro City. When polymorphic ventricular tachycardia strikes, sending waves of panic through the streets, QT is there, swift as the wind, administering life-saving treatments with the precision of a surgeon's scalpel. Direct current cardioversion becomes a symphony of hope under QT's guidance, as he orchestrates the dance of electricity to bring stability to the chaos. With a vial of epinephrine in hand and a steady resolve in his heart, he faces down ventricular fibrillation, refusing to yield an inch to the darkness. But QT's duties extend beyond mere intervention, they encompass education and prevention as well. With the wisdom of ages past and the foresight of a seer, he imparts knowledge upon the masses, teaching them the signs and symptoms of digoxin toxicity, the risks of drug-induced lupus erythematosus, and the importance of routine monitoring in the face of amiodarone therapy. In the quiet moments between crises, QT reflects on the intricacies of the human body, the delicate dance of ions and channels that govern the rhythm of life. He knows that his work is never done, that each day brings new challenges and new opportunities to make a difference. But through it all, QT remains steadfast, a beacon of hope in a city fraught with danger. For as long as there are hearts beating in Metro City, there will be QT prolongation risk assessment, standing watch over them all, a silent guardian, a hero among heroes. QT prolongation risk assessment 1. Amitriptyline, tricyclic antidepressant associated with QT prolongation. 2. Duftilide, agent associated with potential torsades de points, TDP. 3. Lisinopril, medication not associated with significant QT prolongation. 4. Aspirin, medication not associated with significant QT prolongation. 5. Metoprolol succinate, medication not associated with significant QT prolongation. 6. Polymorphic ventricular tachycardia, characteristic arrhythmia requiring discontinuation of causative agents like levofloxacin. 7. Direct current cardioversion, procedure for unstable patients with polymorphic VT. 8. Epinephrine, treatment for ventricular fibrillation or pulseless VT. 9. Enoxaparin, anticoagulant administered prior to direct current cardioversion. 10. Unfractionated heparin, UFH anticoagulant administered prior to direct current cardioversion. 11. Amiodarone, antiarrhythmic used for monomorphic VT. 12. Atrial fibrillation, condition in a 65-year-old woman requiring amiodarone therapy. 13. Thyroid function, monitoring essential during amiodarone therapy. 14. Hepatic function, monitoring essential during amiodarone therapy. 15. Pulmonary function, monitoring essential during amiodarone therapy. 16. Heart rate and EKG, monitoring essential during amiodarone therapy. 17. Propanamide, antiarrhythmic drug causing reversible lupus erythematosus-like syndrome. 18. Verapamil, calcium channel blocker effective in treating supraventricular arrhythmias. 19. Sotalol, antiarrhythmic drug acting at potassium channels. 20. Quinidine, antiarrhythmic drug associated with synchronism. 21. Dilsherzam, calcium channel blocker with low risk of QT prolongation. Arrhythmia drug interactions 1. Thyrotoxicosis, condition of excessive thyroid hormone in the body 2. Presurgical arrhythmia, arrhythmia occurring before surgery 3. Esmolol, rapid-acting squared blocker for acute thyrotoxic arrhythmias 4. Propanamide, antiarrhythmic with oral and 4 forms, duration of action 2-4H5. Group 1C drugs, antiarrhythmic slowing AP upstroke, minimal repolarization change 6. Class I antiarrhythmic, blocks sodium channels, divided into subclasses IA, IB, IC7. Amiodarone, class 3 antiarrhythmic, predominantly for ventricular arrhythmias 8. Dronedarone, class 3 antiarrhythmic, structurally similar to amiodarone 9. Ventricular action potential, electrophysiological representation of ventricular cell activity 10. QT prolongation, delayed repolarization in heart's electrical cycle, can lead to arrhythmias 11. Digoxin toxicity symptoms include bradycardia, halos around lights, loss of appetite 12. Digoxin toxicity risk factors include hypokalemia, hypomagnesemia, hypercalcemia 13. Drug-induced lupus erythematosus, a condition where drugs trigger lupus-like symptoms 14. Rapid ventricular depolarization, phase of rapid electrical activation in ventricular cells 15. Phase labeled B, influx of sodium ions responsible for this phase in ventricular action potential 16. Potassium efflux, process mediated in phase 3 of ventricular action potential by drugs like duftilide 17. Half-life of amiodarone, duration for half the drug to be eliminated from the body 18. Sodium channel blockade, slowing of depolarization through sodium channel inhibition 19. Vasovagal maneuvers, techniques to stimulate vagus nerve, used for mild arrhythmias 20. Adenosine, drug for narrow and wide QRS paroxysmal supraventricular tachycardia 21. Adenosine 6 mg for initial treatment for stable monomorphic ventricular tachycardia 22. Propafenone, antiarrhythmic for sinus rhythm maintenance, contraindicated in CAD, HF arrhythmia drug interactions 23. Amiodarone safety monitoring, requires routine hepatic function panel monitoring 24. Duftilide indication, safe for patients with structural heart disease and ventricular hypertrophy 25. Atropine for bradycardia, initial drug for symptomatic bradycardia, may be repeated 26. Amiodarone for HF and AF, suitable antiarrhythmic for patients with HF and impaired ventricular output 27. Rhythmol taste disturbances, propafenone can cause taste disturbances as a side effect 28. QT interval prolongation drugs, quinidine, sotalol, duftilide can prolong QT interval and cause TDP 29. Amiodarone for AF, rate controlling medication for AF patients with HF and low ejection fraction 30. Atropine for symptomatic bradycardia, initial drug for symptomatic bradycardia, may be repeated up to 3 mg total 31. Amiodarone for pulseless electrical activity, initial drug for asystole in cardiac arrest scenarios 32. Duftilide initiation, requires discontinuation of amitriptyline before starting therapy 33. Metoprolol for AF, not to be changed or discontinued before duftilide initiation 34. Amitriptyline discontinuation, needed before starting duftilide due to potentiale interactions antiarrhythmic drugs overview 1. Stage 1 hypertension, 140 to 159 mm Hg systolic and 90 to 99 mm Hg diastolic 2. Stage 2 hypertension, more than 160 mm Hg systolic and more than 100 mm Hg diastolic 3. First line hypertension drug, diuretic 4. Second line hypertension drug, angiotensin converting enzyme inhibitor 5. Decrease of calcium ion, increase of fluid volume 6. Renin, enzyme for angiotensinogen to angiotensin I conversion 7. Angiotensin converting enzyme, converts angiotensinogen to angiotensin I8. Third line hypertension treatment, need further studies if not effective. 9. Location of squared 1 receptors, heart 10. ACE inhibitor type, captopril 11. Beta blockers effect on kidneys, increase blood flow 12. Beta blockers side effects, fatigue, blurred vision, impotence, bradycardia, pulmonary edema 13. ACE inhibitor example, benazepril 14. ACE inhibitors mechanism, inhibit renin-angiotensin-aldosterone system, prevent angiotensin I2-2 conversion 15. ACE enzyme roles, inactivates bradykinin, converts angiotensin I2-2 16. Angiotensin 2 effects, vasoconstriction of vessels, triggers aldosterone release 17. ACE inhibitor effects, decreases SVR, excretes water and sodium, retains potassium 18. ACE inhibitor patient benefit, hypertension, systolic dysfunction, heart failure, post-myocardial infarction 19. ACE inhibitor side effect, angioedema, facial swelling, dyspnea 20. ACE inhibitor dry cough, common side effect due to bradykinin breakdown 21. ACE inhibitor discharge instructions, avoid potassium-rich foods, monitor BP and pulse 22. ACE inhibitor effects on heart, decrease renal blood flow, reduce afterload 23. ACE inhibitor lab monitoring, check potassium levels for potential hyperkalemia 24. ARB suffix, pril 25. ARB's effect on heart, reduce workload 26. ARB's side effect, angioedema, facial swelling, dyspnea 27. ARB patient education, rise slowly from sitting, monitor weight, avoid salt substitutes 28. Calcium channel blocker effects, decrease contractility, slow AV nodal conduction 29. Calcium channel blocker vasodilation, nifedipine antiarrhythmic drugs overview 30. Calcium channel blocker side effect, headache 31. Digoxin use enough, slows AV node conduction, reduces heart rate 32. Procainamide toxicity treatment, sodium lactate for overdose 33. Lidocaine ECG effects, decreased QRS and PR interval 34. Amiodarone half-life, weeks 35. Adenosine AV node conduction, slows conduction, short duration 36. Verapamil use in AV nodal tachycardia, prophylaxis for AV nodal tachycardia 37. Lidocaine use in ME, emergency treatment for ME arrhythmias. Cardiovascular pharmacology questions 1. Ezetimibe, manufactured as 10 mg daily, recommended once daily. 2. Atorvastatin, requires monitoring alanine and aspartate aminotransferase levels. 3. Homozygous familial hypercholesterolemia, caused by dysfunctional LDL receptors, not responsive to atorvastatin. 4. Gemfibrozil, increases triglycerides and VLDL in familial combined hyperlipidemia. 5. Lipoprotein lipase, gemfibrozil increases its activity, reducing VLDL secretion. 6. Ezetimibe, inhibits cholesterol absorption in the intestine. 7. Pravastatin, contraindicated in pregnancy due to teratogenic effects. 8. Cholestyramine, increases risk of gallstone formation, enhances biliary cholesterol excretion. 9. Niacin, exacerbates hyperuricemia and glucose intolerance. 10. VLDL and triglycerides, chronic ethanol ingestion increases their serum concentrations. 11. Vitarin, combination of Zetia and simvastatin. 12. PCSK9, includes Praluent and Repatha. 13. Adenosine triphosphate citrate lyase inhibitor, Nexletol, bempedoic acid, belongs to this class. 14. Cresta with cyclosporine, false, the dose should not be increased. 15 VASPA reduces risk for ME, stroke, and coronary revascularization. 16 Dyslipidemia consequence, symptomatic vascular disease is a consequence. 17 Cholesterol production, primarily occurs in the liver. 18 Statins adverse event, try a different statin or dosage. 19 Statins combination, affected when combined with resins, niacin, or ezetimibe. 20 Statins timing, given in the evening due to cholesterol synthesis timing. 21 Statins metabolism, pravastatin and rosuvastatin are preferred with ketoconazole and cyclosporine. 22 Fibrate drug, fenofibrate belongs to this class. 23 Nitroglycerin mechanism, causes vasodilation of venous vasculature. 24 Stable angina, relieved by rest, due to reduced blood flow, triggered by exertion or stress. 25 Sildenafil contraindication, contraindicated with clopidogrel. 26 Ranolazin warning, associated with QT prolongation. 27 Primary hypertension, hypertensive crisis with organ damage. 28 Blood pressure formula, BP equals CoXTPR. 29 Cardiac output calculation, Co equals HRXSV. 30 Systolic BP definition, hypertensive crisis with organ damage. 31 Blood pressure regulation, regulated by angiotensin, aldosterone, and renin. Cardiovascular pharmacology questions. 32. Jugular venous distension cause, result of reduced cardiac output in heart failure. 33 Atrial fibrillation, rapid uncoordinated electrical activity in the atria. 34 Transposition of great arteries, aorta from right ventricle, pulmonary artery from left ventricle. 35 High blood pressure definition, systolic pressure above 140 mm Hg 36. High diastolic BP definition, diastolic pressure above 90 mm Hg. Ezetimibe initiation 1. Lovastatin, reduces plasma cholesterol by inhibiting cholesterol biosynthesis. 2 Niacin, increases HDL, decreases total and LDL cholesterol, and decreases triglycerides. 3 Cholestyramine, interferes with absorption of lipid-soluble vitamins, like vitamin K4. Rosuvastatin, Asian patients should start at 5 mg due to increased exposure. 5 Simvastatin, should be temporarily discontinued with clarithromycin. 6 Myopathy, potential warning for atorvastatin and fluvastatin. 7 Mepomycin, administered as a 200 mg/ml prefilled syringe once weekly. 8 Moderate intensity statin, rosuvastatin 10 mg daily for a 10-year risk of 12%. 9 Injection site reactions, common with alirocumab and mepomycin. 10 Fenofibrate, safe for patients with advanced hepatic disease. 11 Atorvastatin calcium, contraindicated in pregnant women. 12 Ezetimibe, inhibits cholesterol absorption at the small intestine brush border. 13 Gemfibrozil, requires renal adjustment in patients with mild to moderate impairment. 14 Niacin titration, start at 100 mg 2 to 3 times a day to reduce flushing. 15 OTC fish oil, take with meals to improve tolerability. 16 Cod liver oil, not recommended due to potential vitamin A toxicity. 17 EPA and DHA capsules, take 11 capsules daily to match Lovastatin dose. 18 Ezetimibe initiation, start with 10 mg daily dosing. 19 Lovastatin dosage, contains 840 mg of EPA and DHA per 1000 mg capsule. 20 Asian patients and rosuvastatin, start at 5 mg due to increased exposure. 21 cholesterol absorption inhibitor, ezetimibe inhibits cholesterol absorption at the small intestine brush border. 22 GEM fibrosal and renal impairment, requires renal adjustment in patients with mild to moderate impairment. 23 ezetimibe dosing, start with 10 mg daily dosing. 24 atorvastatin calcium contraindications, contraindicated in pregnant women. 25 niacin titration for flushing, start at 100 mg 2 to 3 times a day to reduce flushing. 26 OTC fish oil tolerability, take with meals to improve tolerability. 27 cod liver oil toxicity, can cause toxicity with long-term use or large doses due to vitamin A content. 28 EPA and DHA capsules dosage, take 11 capsules daily to match Lovaza dose. Ezetimibe initiation, dosing recommendation 29. Summation demographic patients and rosuvastatin exposure, start at 5 mg due to increased exposure. Eye drugs with mortality benefit class of drug drug names dash 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 1. ACE inhibitors lisinopril, enalapril 2. Angiotensin receptor blockers, ARBs, losartan, valsartan 3. Beta blockers carvedilol, metoprolol 4. Mineralocorticoid receptor antagonists spironolactone, eplerenone 5. ARNI, angiotensin receptor neprilysin inhibitor, sacubitril /valsartan, Entresto, 6. Hydralazine and isosorbide dinitrate combination Bidil 7. SGLT2 inhibitors empagliflozin, dapagliflozin 2. Other drugs 1. Diuretics, loop, thiazide, 2. Digoxin 3. Ivabradine drugs for arrhythmia class of drug drug names dash 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 1. Class I, sodium channel blockers, iapricanamide iglidocaine IC flucanide 2. Class 2, beta blockers, 3. Class 3, potassium channel blockers, amiodarone, duftilide, sotalol 4. Class 4, calcium channel blockers, verapamil, dilsizumab other drugs 1. Adenosine 2. Magnesium sulfate 3. Potassium drugs for hypertension class of drug drug names I preferred drug class 1. ACE inhibitors lisinopril, enalapril 2. Angiotensin receptor blockers, ARBs, losartan, valsartan 3. Calcium channel blockers amlodipine, nifedipine 4. Thiazide diuretics hydrochlorothiazide 2. Other drugs 1. Potassium sparing diuretics spironolactone 2. Beta blockers beta-1 selective atenolol, bisoprolol beta-1 selective and nonebuvolol beta-1 and beta-2 propranolol beta-1 and beta-2 and alpha-1 blockers carvedilol, labetalol 3. Centrally acting alpha-2 adrenergic agonists clonidine, methyldopa 4. Vasodilators hydralazine, minoxidil 5. Alpha blockers prazosin, doxazosin 6. Combination drugs anti-anginal drugs class of drug drug names dash 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 1. Nitrates nitroglycerin, isosorbide mononitrate 2. Beta blockers metoprolol, atenolol 3. Calcium channel blockers dilsizumab, verapamil 4. Ranolazine drugs for dyslipidemia class of drug drug names dash 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 1. Statins atorvastatin, rosuvastatin high intensity, moderate, low 2. Inhibitors of intestinal sterile absorption ezetimibe 3. Bile acid sequestrants colzivelum, cholestyramine 4. Fibric acid derivatives phenofibrate, gemfibrozil 5. niacin 6, omega 3 fatty acids 7, PCSK9 inhibitors ivolumab, alirocumab 8. Specialty drugs, ladies and gentlemen, today we embark on an enlightening journey through the intricate world of cardiovascular pharmacology, delving into the complexities of QT prolongation risk assessment, arrhythmia drug interactions, antiarrhythmic drugs overview, and the initiation of ezetimibe. So, let us immerse ourselves in this wealth of knowledge and navigate through these pharmaceutical intricacies together. QT prolongation risk assessment. Let's start our voyage with a glance at medications that tip the delicate balance of QT intervals, potentially leading to arrhythmias. Now, can you tell me which tricyclic antidepressant is associated with QT prolongation? Yes, you're absolutely correct. It's amitriptyline. But what about our next agent, known for its potential torsades de points risk? Any guesses? That's right, it's dufetilide. Now, let's shift our focus to medications that don't significantly mess with our QT intervals. Which one falls into this category? Yes, lisinopril. And what about aspirin and metoprolol succinate? You're right, they're safe from significant QT prolongation. But wait, let's not forget the adverse effects of certain drugs like levofloxacin, causing polymorphic ventricular tachycardia. What procedure do we resort to for unstable patients with polymorphic VT? Can anyone remind us? That's correct, it's direct current cardioversion. Now, envision a scenario where we encounter ventricular fibrillation or pulseless VT. What treatment would be our beacon of hope in such dire circumstances? Correct, it's epinephrine. And what anticoagulant do we administer prior to direct current cardioversion? Yes, it's enoxaparin and unfractionated heparin, UFH. Arrhythmia drug interactions. Let's delve deeper into the realm of arrhythmia drug interactions. Think about the antiarrhythmic used specifically for monomorphic VT. Yes, it's amiodarone. And what condition in a 65-year-old woman necessitates amiodarone therapy? Absolutely, it's atrial fibrillation. But administering amiodarone isn't a walk in the park. It requires vigilant monitoring of various functions. Can anyone name one of these critical monitoring parameters? Yes, thyroid function. And what about hepatic function, pulmonary function, and heart rate /EKG? Exactly, they're all crucial. Now, let's shift our focus to another antiarrhythmic drug, procainamide. What unique syndrome can it trigger? That's right, it's reversible lupus erythematous-like syndrome. Antiarrhythmic drugs overview. Transitioning now to a comprehensive overview of antiarrhythmic drugs, let's discuss their classifications and mechanisms. Who can tell me which class of antiarrhythmics predominantly acts on sodium channels? Yes, it's class I. And within class I, which subclass includes drugs like procainamide, lidocaine, and flurcainide? You're absolutely right, it's subclass IA, IB, and IC. Now, let's move on to class 3 antiarrhythmics. Can anyone name one of these drugs? Yes, amiodarone, dufetilide, and sotalol. And what's the primary action of class 4 antiarrhythmics? Precisely, they target calcium channels, exemplified by verapamil and diltiazem. Cardiovascular pharmacology questions. Now, let's put our knowledge to the test with some questions. What's the primary function of ezetimibe? Correct, it inhibits cholesterol absorption in the intestine. And what about gemfibrozil? It increases triglycerides and VLDL in familial combined hyperlipidemia. Ezetimibe initiation. Lastly, let's explore the initiation of ezetimibe. What's the recommended starting dose for ezetimibe? Yes, it's 10 milligrams daily dosing. As we conclude our journey today, let's remember that understanding these intricate details of cardiovascular pharmacology empowers us to navigate through the complexities of patient care with precision and efficacy. Keep exploring, keep learning, and let the light of knowledge guide your path in this captivating realm of medicine. Thank you for joining me on this enlightening expedition. Again, eye drugs with mortality benefit 1. ACE inhibitors, lisinopril, enalapril, prinivil, vasodic metaphor, like gentle gardeners pruning the overgrown hedges of hypertension, prinivil and vasodic sculpt the blood pressure landscape. Alliteration, ACE inhibitors are akin to serene sculptors, chiseling away at the hypertensive haze with prinivil and vasodic. Mnemonic, ACE inhibitors, the silent saviors against hypertension's grip with prinivil and vasodic. 2. Angiotensin receptor blockers, losartan, Cozaar, valsartan, diovansimile, ARBs are like sentinels guarding the angiotensin fortress, preventing its vasoconstrictive onslaught with Cozaar and diovan. Alliteration, ARBs, the vigilant vanguards, vanquish vascular vices with Cozaar and diovan. Mnemonic, ARBs, the shield against angiotensin's wrath with Cozaar and diovan. 3. Beta blockers, carvedilol, coreg, metoprolol, Lapraza metaphor, beta blockers are like gentle brakes slowing the heart's racing rhythm, calming the storm within with coreg and Lapraza. Alliteration, beta blockers, the heart's hushed heroes, halting hurried beats with coreg and Lapraza. Mnemonic, beta blockers, the pacemakers of tranquility with coreg and Lapraza. 4. Mineralocorticoid receptor antagonists, spironolactone, aldactone, eplerenone, insprosimile, Mr. Antagonists are like knights protecting the heart's castle from aldosterone siege with aldactone and inspra. Alliteration, Mr. Antagonists, the stalwart sentinels, safeguarding against aldosterone's assault with aldactone and inspra. Mnemonic, Mr. Antagonists, the defenders against aldosterone's aggression with aldactone and inspra. 5. Arnie, sacubitril forward slash valsartan, intrasto metaphor, Arnie is a harmonious duet, blending the melodic inhibition of neprilysin with the protective shield of angiotensin blockade with intrasto. Alliteration, Arnie, the symphony of suppression, silencing heart failure's crescendo with intrasto. Mnemonic, Arnie, the fusion of protection, fortifying against heart failure's onslaught with intrasto. 6. Hydrolazin and isosorbide dinitrate combination, bidil simile. Bidil is like a dynamic duo, dancing together to dilate vessels and alleviate the burden on the heart. Alliteration, bidil, the dynamic duo, dilating vessels and diminishing distress. Mnemonic, bidil, the tandem of tranquility, easing cardiac strife. 7. SGLT2 inhibitors, empagliflozin, Chardiance, dapagliflozin, Farxiga metaphor, SGLT2 inhibitors are like metabolic magicians, whisking away excess glucose and unlocking the gates of glycosuric relief with Chardiance and Farxiga. Alliteration, SGLT2 inhibitors, the glucose guardians, guiding glucose to renal release with Chardiance and Farxiga. Mnemonic, SGLT2 inhibitors, the sugar slayers, saving the heart from sweet stress with Chardiance and Farxiga. 2. Other drugs 1. Diuretics, loop, thiazide simile, diuretics are like gentle brooms sweeping away excess fluid, restoring the body's fluid balance. Alliteration, diuretics, the fluid flushes, fostering fluid balance. Mnemonic, diuretics, the fluid regulators, rebalancing the body's tide. 2. Digoxin, metaphor, digoxin is like a conductor orchestrating the heart's rhythm, ensuring each beat is precise and harmonious. Alliteration, digoxin, the rhythm regulator, refining cardiac resonance. Mnemonic, digoxin, the conductor of cardiac cadence. 3. Ivabradine, simile, ivabradine is like a gentle breeze slowing the heart's tempo, allowing it to dance gracefully to life's rhythm. Alliteration, ivabradine, the heart's hushed harbinger, halting hurried heartbeats. Mnemonic, ivabradine, the serene heart's serenade. Again. Eye drugs with mortality benefit. 1. ACE inhibitors, lisinopril, enalapril. Metaphor, like gentle gardeners pruning the overgrown hedges of hypertension, ACE inhibitors sculpt the blood pressure landscape. Alliteration, ACE inhibitors are akin to serene sculptors, chiseling away at the hypertensive haze. Mnemonic, ACE inhibitors, the silent saviors against hypertension's grip. Angiotensin receptor blockers, losartan, valsartan. Simile, ARBs are like sentinels guarding the angiotensin fortress, preventing its vasoconstrictive onslaught. Alliteration, ARBs, the vigilant vanguards, vanquish vascular vices. Mnemonic, ARBs, the shield against angiotensin's wrath. Beta blockers, carvedilol, metoprolol. Metaphor, beta blockers are like gentle brakes slowing the heart's racing rhythm, calming the storm within. Alliteration, beta blockers, the heart's hushed heroes, halting hurried beats. Mnemonic, beta blockers, the pacemakers of tranquility. Mineralocorticoid receptor antagonists, spironolactone, eplerenone. Simile, Mr. Antagonists are like knights protecting the heart's castle from aldosterone's siege. Alliteration, Mr. Antagonists, the stalwart sentinels, safeguarding against aldosterone's assault. Mnemonic, Mr. Antagonists, the defenders against aldosterone's aggression. ARNI, sarcubitril forward slash valsartan, intrasto. Metaphor, ARNI is a harmonious duet, blending the melodic inhibition of neprilysin with the protective shield of angiotensin blockade. Alliteration, ARNI, the symphony of suppression, silencing heart failure's crescendo. Mnemonic, ARNI, the fusion of protection, fortifying against heart failure's onslaught. Hydrolysin and isosorbide dinitrate combination, Bidil. Simile, Bidil is like a dynamic duo, dancing together to dilate vessels and alleviate the burden on the heart. Alliteration, Bidil, the dynamic duo, dilating vessels and diminishing distress. Mnemonic, Bidil, the tandem of tranquility, easing cardiac strife. SGLT2 inhibitors, empagliflozin, dapagliflozin. Metaphor, SGLT2 inhibitors are like metabolic magicians, whisking away excess glucose and unlocking the gates of glycosuric relief. Alliteration, SGLT2 inhibitors, the glucose guardians, guiding glucose to renal release. Mnemonic, SGLT2 inhibitors, the sugar slayers, saving the heart from sweet stress. 2. 3. 4. 5. 6. 7. 2. Other drugs. 1. Diuretics, loop, thiazide. Simile, diuretics are like gentle brooms sweeping away excess fluid, restoring the body's fluid balance. Alliteration, diuretics, the fluid flushes, fostering fluid balance. Mnemonic, diuretics, the fluid regulators, rebalancing the body's tide. 2. Digoxin, metaphor, digoxin is like a conductor orchestrating the heart's rhythm, ensuring each beat is precise and harmonious. Alliteration, digoxin, the rhythm regulator, refining cardiac resonance. Mnemonic, digoxin, the conductor of cardiac cadence. 3. Ivabradine, simile, ivabradine is like a gentle breeze slowing the heart's tempo, allowing it to dance gracefully to life's rhythm. Alliteration, ivabradine, the heart's hushed harbinger, halting hurried heartbeats. Mnemonic, Ivabradine, the Serene Heart's Serenade. Note, the views of this podcast represent those of my guest, S, and I note, purpose of these episodes not at all, for advice or medical suggestions. These are aimed to provide support for peer pharmacists in training in educational and intellectually stimulating ways. Again, these are not at all for medical advice, or for medical suggestions. Please see your local state and board certified physician, PAR or NP, and pharmacist for medical advice and suggestions.
Physiochemical principles
theory. Solution concentrations and isotonicity calculation. Good day, students. Today, we delve into the realm of physiochemical principles, exploring the fascinating world of solution concentrations and isotonicity calculation. As we embark on this learning journey, let's engage in active recall, call and response, and the Feynman technique to solidify our understanding. Let's start with a quick call and response to get our minds buzzing. Q. What is surface tension? A. Surface tension is the force at the liquid surface due to cohesive forces. Fantastic. Now, let's dive deeper into the key concepts. 1. Surface tension. Definition. It's the force at the liquid surface due to cohesive forces. Feynman technique. Explain surface tension in simple terms to a friend who has never heard of it before. 2. Surfactants. Definition. These are molecules that reduce surface tension. Active recall. Name a common surfactant used in household cleaning products. 3. CMC. Critical micelle concentration. Definition. It's the concentration at which surfactant molecules form micelles in solution. Application. How would you determine the CMC experimentally? Now, let's switch gears to isotonicity calculation. 1. Osmolarity versus osmolality. Recall, what's the difference between osmolarity and osmolality? Mnemonic. Osmolarity is per liter, while osmolality is per kilogram. 2. Isotonic solution. Definition. A solution with the same osmotic pressure as body fluids. Application. Why is it crucial for intravenous solutions to be isotonic? 3. Sodium chloride equivalent. Calculation. How would you calculate the sodium chloride equivalent for an isotonicity adjustment? Now, let's apply the Feynman technique to a challenging concept. Particle size distribution. Explanation. Particle size distribution refers to the range of sizes of particles in a sample. Example, imagine you're explaining particle size distribution to a child using marbles of different sizes. Finally, let's summarize and reinforce our learning. Surface tension is like the invisible force holding liquid molecules together at the surface, crucial for phenomena like droplet formation. Isotonic solutions ensure that intravenous fluids don't disrupt cellular osmolarity, preventing cell shrinkage or swelling. Particle size distribution affects the dissolution rate of drugs, with smaller particles generally dissolving faster. Remember, the key to mastering these concepts is active engagement and continuous practice. Keep exploring, questioning, and applying these principles in real-world scenarios. That concludes our lecture for today. Stay curious, and let's continue our journey of discovery together. Continuing on. In the vibrant streets of Caribbean City, where the sun-kissed shores met the rhythm of the waves, there dwelled a hero known as Captain Calypso. With a cape adorned with hues of the Caribbean Sea and a mask woven from the threads of Calypso music, Captain Calypso traversed the city, upholding the laws of physiochemical principles. With each step, Captain Calypso navigated the bustling markets of Port Spice, harnessing the power of Soca thermodynamics to unravel mysteries and maintain equilibrium in the pharmaceutical powders of the city. Armed with the mighty Fick's law of diffusion, Captain Calypso quelled the chaos of lagtime lament and burst beat, ensuring that drug diffusion flowed smoothly from delivery devices. But Captain Calypso's quest didn't stop there. No, the hero was also a guardian of the sacred barrier reef of health, standing firm against the onslaught of harmful substances seeking entry into the bodies of the island's inhabitants. With the resilience of rum reservoir systems and the fortitude of steel pan matrix systems, Captain Calypso thwarted the advances of toxins, protecting the health of the island's people from harm. Yet, the hero's duty extended beyond the realm of pharmaceutical powders. In the realm of solution serenades and isotonicity rhythms, Captain Calypso wielded the power of tropical tonicity with precision. Using the sunny freezing point depression method and the coconut chloride equivalent method, Captain Calypso ensured that solutions maintained the delicate balance of osmotic pressure, keeping them isotonic and compatible with the body's fluids. As Captain Calypso danced through the skies of Caribbean City, the citizens looked up in awe and gratitude. For in a world where rhythms clashed and melodies intertwined, Captain Calypso stood as a beacon of order and harmony, a symbol of the indomitable spirit of the Caribbean. And as long as there were melodies to be sung and barriers to be upheld, Captain Calypso would be there, safeguarding the island with unwavering resolve. Physiochemical principles theory solution concentrations and isotonicity calculation 1. Surface tension, force at liquid surface due to cohesive forces 2. Surfactants, molecules reducing surface tension 3. CMC, concentration forming micelles in solution 4. Micelles, aggregates formed by surfactant molecules 5. Micellar solubilization, nonpolar solute solubilized in micelle core 6. Critical micelle concentration, concentration for micelle formation 7. Interfaces, boundaries separating phases 8. Gibbs adsorption equation, relates surface tension to concentration 9. Spreading coefficient, ability of liquid to spread over another 10. Work of adhesion, energy to separate liquid-liquid interface 11. Wetting, contact angle of liquid on a surface 12. Dupe equation, expresses work of adhesion 13. Adhesion tension, tension when liquid penetrates a solid 14. Spontaneity of spreading, controlled by contact angle 15. Van't Hoff equation, relates equilibrium constant to temperature 16. Dissolution rate, rate at which a particle dissolves 17. Noyes-Whitney equation, describes dissolution rate based on particle size 18. Biopharmaceutics classification system, classifies drug substances based on solubility and permeability 19. Osmolality, osmotic pressure per kilogram of solvent 20. Osmolarity, osmotic pressure per liter of solution 21. Isotonic solution, solution with same osmotic pressure as body fluid 22. Isosmotic solution, solutions with equal osmotic pressure 23. Sodium chloride equivalent, amount of NaCl needed for isotonicity adjustment 24. Freezing point depression, lowering of freezing point due to solute presence physiochemical principles exam 1 quizlet B1. Coulter counter method, instrument to measure particle volume and convert it into particle diameter. 2 volume diameter, DV indicates the measured size of particles converted from particle volume. 3 particle agglomeration, study of particle size increase in suspension and solutions. 4 dissolution studies, measurement of particle size in dissolution experiments. 5 antibacterial agents, study of the effect of antibacterial agents on bacterial growth in formulations. 6 specific surface, surface area per unit weight or volume of a material. 7 powder surface area, determined from particle size data, crucial for formulation characteristics. 8 air permeability method, measures resistance to fluid flow through a powder plug. 9 Fisher subsieve sizer, instrument used to measure particle size in powder manufacturing. 10 Adsorption method, involves measuring the adsorption of gas molecules onto a powder sample. 11 Avogadro number, used to calculate surface area from the quantity of adsorbent. 12 Kozenek-Amann equation, derived from the Poiseuille equation to estimate surface area. 13 Capillary rise method, technique to measure surface tension using a capillary tube immersed in a liquid. 14 Dunhuy ring method, utilizes a tensiometer to measure surface and interfacial tensions. 15 Spreading coefficient, difference between work of adhesion and cohesion, influencing surface spreading. 16 Zeta potential, electrokinetic potential at the shear plane, governing particle repulsion. 17 IHLB, required hydrophilic-lipophilic balance for oil in water emulsions. 18 Micellar nanocarriers, approved for clinical use in various cancer treatments. 19 Kaolin, adsorbs intestinal toxins through an ion exchange process. 20 Activated charcoal, emergency antidote for poisoning due to alkaloid ignition. 21 Antacids, partially adsorb stomach gas, aiding in reducing bloating. 22 Soaps versus detergents, soaps are fatty acid salts, detergents are any non-soap surfactants. 23 Lung surfactant, mixture of proteins and lipids reducing alveoli collapse. / Physiochemical Principles Exam 1 Quizzled B24. Electrical double layer, distribution of ions at the surface of separation between two phases. 25 Nernst potential, potential at the solid surface due to potential determining ions. 26 Flocculation, occurs when attractive forces exceed repulsive forces. 27 Surface area determination, method to determine specific surface area using gas forward / solute adsorption. 28 Interfacial phenomena, significant factors affecting drug adsorption, emulsion stability, and dispersion. 29 Wetting agents, reduce contact angle between surface and liquid, influencing wetting efficiency. 30 Emulsifying agents, stabilize emulsions by reducing interfacial tension between oil and water phases. 31 Adsorption chromatography, separation technique based on the affinity of an adsorbent for various solutes. 32 Surface active agents, molecules absorbed at interfaces, crucial for emulsions, detergents, and drug absorption. 33 Association colloids, colloidal systems formed by the association of molecules in a solvent. 34 Surface free energy, work required to increase the surface area of a liquid by 1 square meter. 35 Micellar solubilization, process where nonpolar solutes are solubilized in micelles. 36 Temperature effects, surface tension decreases linearly with increasing temperature. 37 Interfaces classification, categorized based on the phases they separate, such as liquid-liquid or solid vapor. 38 Surface tension versus surface free energy, surface tension is the force acting parallel to the surface, while surface free energy is the work required to increase the surface area. 39 Micellar solubilization, interior of micelles acts as a hydrocarbon reservoir for solubilizing nonpolar solutes. 40 Properties of association colloids, solubility of nonpolar solutes and critical micelle concentration are key properties. 41 Adsorption at interfaces, adsorption can occur on solid surfaces and differs from absorption. 42 Surface free energy, the work required to increase the surface area of a liquid by 1 square meter. Physicochemical Principles Exam 1 Quizlet B 43. Surface tension and surface free energy. Surface tension is the force acting parallel to the surface, while surface free energy is the work required to increase the surface area. 44 Effect of temperature on ST and IT. Surface tension decreases with increasing temperature. 45 Critical micelle concentration. The concentration at which surfactant molecules form micelles in the bulk solution. Particle size and flow properties in pharmaceutical powders. 1. Thermodynamics, study of energy and work in transport processes. 2. Kinetics, study of rates of chemical reactions. 3. Passive transport, movement of molecules across boundaries without energy. 4. Facilitated transport, movement of molecules with the aid of a carrier. 5. Active transport, movement of molecules against a concentration gradient requiring energy. 6. Fick's law of diffusion, quantifies diffusion of molecules across a region. 7. Lag time effect, delay in drug diffusion from a delivery device. 8. Burst effect, initial rapid release of drug from a pre-saturated membrane. 9. Diffusion, random movement of molecules based on concentration differences. 10. Convection, transport of molecules in a fluid due to bulk motion. 11. Membrane systems, physical barriers separating regions, can be natural or synthetic. 12. Brownian motion, random motion of particles in a fluid. 13. Equilibrium, state where no concentration gradient exists. 14. Transdermal patch, device for drug release through the skin. 15. Blood-brain barrier, barrier restricting entry of substances into the brain. 16. Reservoir systems, controlled release devices with drug reservoirs. 17. Matrix systems, controlled release systems with dispersed drugs. 18. Sink conditions, state where drug concentration at the receptor site is very low. 19. Isotonic solution, solution with the same osmotic pressure as body fluids. 20. Tonicity, osmotic pressure adjustment in pharmaceutical systems. 21. Freezing point depression method, estimates isotonicity based on freezing point depression. 22. Sodium chloride equivalent method, estimates isotonicity based on NaCl equivalent. 23. Particle size distribution, range of sizes of particles in a sample. 24. Angle of repose, maximum angle between a pile of powder and a horizontal plane. 25. Kahr's compressibility index, measure of powder compressibility. 26. Horstner ratio, ratio of tapped density to bulk density indicating flow properties. Continuing on. In the vibrant streets of Caribbean City, where the sun-kissed shores met the rhythm of the waves, there dwelled a hero known as Captain Calypso. With a cape adorned with hues of the Caribbean Sea and a mask woven from the threads of Calypso music, Captain Calypso traversed the city, upholding the laws of physicochemical principles. With each step, Captain Calypso navigated the bustling markets of Port Spice, harnessing the power of Soca thermodynamics to unravel mysteries and maintain equilibrium in the pharmaceutical powders of the city. Armed with the mighty Fick's law of diffusion, Captain Calypso quelled the chaos of lag time lament and burst beat, ensuring that drug diffusion flowed smoothly from delivery devices. But Captain Calypso's quest didn't stop there. No, the hero was also a guardian of the sacred barrier reef of health, standing firm against the onslaught of harmful substances seeking entry into the bodies of the island's inhabitants. With the resilience of rum reservoir systems and the fortitude of steel pan matrix systems, Captain Calypso thwarted the advances of toxins, protecting the health of the island's people from harm. Yet, the hero's duty extended beyond the realm of pharmaceutical powders. In the realm of solution serenades and isotonicity rhythms, Captain Calypso wielded the power of tropical tonicity with precision. Using the sunny freezing point depression method and the coconut chloride equivalent method, Captain Calypso ensured that solutions maintained the delicate balance of osmotic pressure, keeping them isotonic and compatible with the body's fluids. As Captain Calypso danced through the skies of Caribia City, the citizens looked up in awe and gratitude. For in a world where rhythms clashed and melodies intertwined, Captain Calypso stood as a beacon of order and harmony, a symbol of the indomitable spirit of the Caribbean. And as long as there were melodies to be sung and barriers to be upheld, Captain Calypso would be there, safeguarding the island with unwavering resolve. Again, we remind you of physiochemical principles theory, solution concentrations and isotonicity calculation. Good day, students. Today, we delve into the realm of physiochemical principles, exploring the fascinating world of solution concentrations and isotonicity calculation. As we embark on this learning journey, let's engage in active recall, call and response, and the Feynman technique to solidify our understanding. Let's start with a quick call and response to get our minds buzzing. Q. What is surface tension? A. Surface tension is the force at the liquid surface due to cohesive forces. Fantastic. Now, let's dive deeper into the key concepts. 1. Surface tension. Definition: it's the force at the liquid surface due to cohesive forces. Feynman technique: explain surface tension in simple terms to a friend who has never heard of it before. 2. Surfactants. Definition: these are molecules that reduce surface tension. Active recall: name a common surfactant used in household cleaning products. 3. CMC. Critical micelle concentration. Definition: it's the concentration at which surfactant molecules form micelles in solution. Application: how would you determine the CMC experimentally? Now, let's switch gears to isotonicity calculation. 1. Osmolarity versus osmolality. Recall, what's the difference between osmolarity and osmolality? Mnemonic: osmolarity is per liter, while osmolality is per kilogram. 2. Isotonic solution. Definition: a solution with the same osmotic pressure as body fluids. Application: why is it crucial for intravenous solutions to be isotonic? 3. Sodium chloride equivalent. Calculation: how would you calculate the sodium chloride equivalent for an isotonicity adjustment? Now, let's apply the Feynman technique to a challenging concept: particle size distribution. Explanation: particle size distribution refers to the range of sizes of particles in a sample. Example: imagine you're explaining particle size distribution to a child using marbles of different sizes. Finally, let's summarize and reinforce our learning. Surface tension is like the invisible force holding liquid molecules together at the surface, crucial for phenomena like droplet formation. Isotonic solutions ensure that intravenous fluids don't disrupt cellular osmolarity, preventing cell shrinkage or swelling. Particle size distribution affects the dissolution rate of drugs, with smaller particles generally dissolving faster. Remember, the key to mastering these concepts is active engagement and continuous practice. Keep exploring, questioning, and applying these principles in real-world scenarios. That concludes our lecture for today. Stay curious, and let's continue our journey of discovery together.
In the heart of the cell where secrets dwell, lies the nucleus, a masterful genesis. Chromatin networks dancing in twists and swirls, holding the codes, the stories untold. Oh, nucleus in your chromosomal embrace, regulating life with elegance and grace. Gene expression, in your controlled procession, you weave the fabric of our very essence. With histones and nucleosomes, a tightly wound script, epigenetic mysteries in a chromatic crypt. Transcription factors binding, with a rhythmic swing, promoters and enhancers make the cellular world sing. Oh, nucleus, a dynamic domain so crucial, in cancer's shadow your balance becomes crucial. Gene silencing and activation in a delicate dance, in the story of life you lead the advance. Splicing and dicing RNA information, mRNA travels with vital information. From the depths of the nucleus to the cytoplasmic seas, a journey of codes unlocking life's mysteries. In the nucleus where genetic fates intertwine, mutations whisper, the onset of a malignant sign. Oncogenes and suppressors in a delicate play, when the balance tips, the cellular order sways. Oh, nucleus, in your realm so profound, life and death in your cycles are bound. In the dance of genes, under the bossa nova sky, you hold the key where the answers lie. In the swing of life, in the rhythm of existence, the nucleus endures with resilient persistence. In the bossa nova beat, hear the cellular song, in the heart of the cell where the truths belong.
Purpose of these episodes not at all, for advice or medical suggestions. These are aimed to provide support to peer pharmacists in training in educational and intellectually stimulating ways. Again, these are not at all for medical advice or medical suggestions. Please see your local board and state certified health professional. The views of this podcast represent those of my guests and I.
Thanks for listening to the podcast series, The New Student Pharmacist, where we discuss chemistry and pharmacy, as well as leaders in pharmacy careers, community, and chemistry and pharmacy research. We encourage you to support the work we are doing and follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts by subscribing for free. We are so glad that you were able to tune in today. Note, the views on the podcast represent those of my guest, and I take care and all the best.
These views do not reflect the guest or interviewee today. These are solely the views of the original podcast host. This is my father's world. I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees, of skies and seas. His hands the wonders wrought. 2 Corinthians 5:20 We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. With that in mind, if you are curious about the growing success or progress of the podcast host, or any of his guests who are persons of faith, here is an optional open invitation to hear the gospel. In the words of Tim Keller, here is the gospel, quotes is, the gospel is this, we are more sinful and flawed in ourselves than we ever dared believe, yet at the very same time we are more loved and accepted in Jesus Christ than we ever dared hope. So if you are interested, feel free to pray this prayer with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. In your name. Amen. If you believed that, you are now saved and a child of God. Take care. God bless, and look for Bible teaching churches or gospel-based churches to grow and develop in Christ.